A top Federal Reserve official says the recent stress in the banking sector is bringing the U.S. closer to recession.
Right now, what's unclear for us is how much of these banking stresses are leading to a widespread credit crunch.
Appearing on CBS Face the Nation, Minneapolis Federal Reserve President Neil Kashkari noted the trend and explained that it's still unclear just how much it's going to slow down the economy. However, Kashkari maintained the U.S. banking system remains fundamentally sound. His comments came after the collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank and New York-based Signature Bank. President Biden says he's done a pretty damn good job handling the recent banking emergencies. Speaking from Canada Friday during a visit with the Prime Minister, Biden added, the banks are in pretty good shape, and he doesn't see anything on the horizon that's about to explode. He also says he thinks it's going to take time for things to calm down. The value of Major League Baseball franchises is going up. Trey Thomas explains.
According to Forbes, average MLB team value increased 12% over the past year to $2.32 billion, with revenue increasing nearly 8% to $10.3 billion. The New York Yankees topped the list of teams published by Forbes as the most valuable franchise in the league at more than $7 billion, following the Bronx Bombers or the Dodgers at $4.8 billion.
Officials with Ford Motor Company say they've lost approximately $4 billion in their electric vehicle business. The division known as Ford Model E also lost money in the previous year, but the company is outlining a plan to make EVs profitable. Market analysts say electric vehicle production will continue to be costly, noting that it took Tesla more than a decade to become profitable. And Wall Street closed higher on Friday despite banking sector concerns. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had gained 132 points to 32,237. The S&P 500 added 22 points to 3970, and the NASDAQ rose 36 points to 11,823. Consumer and business news, Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.